Once upon a time, there was a small man named Carl riding his bicycle to work. Carl was just an ordinary little man in every way except one small thing. Carl loved signs. In fact, he liked signs so much, so he even owned a little shop that sold signs, and that is where Carl was going. So on his way to work, he started to think about different kinds of signs he liked. A very normal thing to think about if you're Carl. And after a while, he decided the sign he liked most was the Watch Your Step sign with a big fancy arrow next to it. To the text. Carl was very happy to come to that conclusion, but suddenly he saw something extraordinary. What he saw was something that was going to replace the Watch Your Step sign as his favorite sign. He saw was a bike road sign. This made him very excited because he was riding a bike. And the next thing was a sign with a bike on it. Carl decided that he wanted to follow the road because he really liked the sign. When he followed the road for a while, he spotted another man and it looked like he was searching for something. So what did Carl do? He did what any nice sign-loving person will do. He stopped and asked the man if he was searching for signs or something similar. Now I understand that usually when Carl asked if they were looking for signs, they usually gave me a look that asked if he was crazy. But what happened next was something that made Carl very surprised and happy, because the man answered him by saying, "In a matter of fact, I am looking for signs for my sign museum." This made Carl very happy, so he invited him to follow Carl to his sign shop. The man gladly accepted the invitation and presented himself as Mr. Sign. When they arrived at the shop, Carl showed Mr. Sign around around and showed several signs. The sign Carl was most proud of, and therefore not for sale, was the fire escape sign, the bearer of dog sign, and the souvenir sign. Mrs. Sign was very impressed by all the good signs and asked Carl if he could buy the signs for his museum, but since it was Carl's favorite signs, they weren't for sale. This made Mary Sign very sad because he really wanted to sign to his museum, but he continued to watch other signs as the down sign and the we have moon sign. When they had watched the sign in silence for a long time, Mr. Sign suddenly spoke excited. "If you don't want to sell your sign, why don't you let us borrow them so everyone can see the sign?" Carl saw it was a great idea, so they instantly started to pack the signs down and went to the museum to place the sign in the museum. On the way to the museum, they saw several different signs, such as the end school sign, the deer sign, the slow children sign. When they arrived to the museum, did Carl see the museum's enter sign that Mr. Sign was particularly proud of. When they carried this sign into the museum, Carl saw the four most famous signs in the world, starting with the warning sign, the antique sign that was, some said, was the oldest sign ever created. The tour starts here, a sign that was used when the famous band Hawker started their last tour. And the most famous in the world was said also the famous toy sign that is said to have been used by the Santa Claus. All these famous signs made Carl so excited, so it caused him a heart attack that later took his life. The end.